You are listening to the Walking Leader podcast with your host, David Guerra.
This is the Walking Leader podcast, and I am your host, David Guerra, United States Army infantry veteran and author of the books The Walking Leader and Great to Follow. In this episode of the Walking Leader podcast, I continue to bring you the tools, the tips, and insights towards developing yourself as a self-leader before moving on towards leading others. All right, welcome back, everybody, and let's dive into this week. This week's topic is personal etiquette, and I found a great article, kind of a Q&A article, and it's kind of the sign of the times. And again, very interesting name for the newspaper, the Belleville News Democrat. Yeah, Belleville News Democrat. And the title, it's actually in the opinions, columns, and blogs section of that paper. So to the opinion and commentary, or the op-ed. And it's called, With Election Day Looming, Here Are Some Tips for Excusing Yourself from Political Talk. And this article is by Diane Isbell, special to the News Democrat. And very interesting, very timely. And I'll read the intro, and then I'll get into it. It's very interesting. So the intro reads, and Diane Isbell is the one who wrote this. As the 2024 presidential election gets closer and closer, the more sensitive and somewhat desperate questions I receive asking for advice on how to politely handle a myriad of situations involving political conversations and discussions. Perhaps you also have found yourself in similar uncomfortable and somewhat potentially volatile situations. Yes. On my side, yes. Because everybody has a political opinion. You know, everybody has it. Everybody has it. Just like we have other body parts. Everybody has one, right? And that's just the way it is. And diverge. Let's get back on track. So when it comes to politics, I have my views. I have my opinions. I try not to express them. I try not to share them. I try definitely not to bring them up in conversation unless somebody desperately wants to bring them up first. All right. So then that leads us to, well, you know, sometimes it gets encouraging. Sometimes it gets discouraging. It's nice to have a conversation, but of course, at some point, someone has to escalate it. And I'm not saying it's me all the time, but I'm not saying it's not me all the time. Well, or that it is me all the time. It's not. No. But when it does get escalated, it's like, well, how do we get out of this? We're going down this path and feelings are going to get hurt and feelings are going to get hurt and feelings get hurt. And how do you avoid that? Well, you can't, because politics, medicine, and religion are the three, the big three. Politics, religion, and medicine are the big three. No one can avoid. And they're all heated, and everybody has an opinion on all of those topics. And everyone is right, and everyone is wrong. Yes, everyone is right, and everyone is wrong on all three topics, religion, politics, medicine. Again, because everybody has a different perspective, everybody has a different view, and everyone is entitled to have that. And that's what being an American is all about, is having that ability to, hey, I believe my way. You don't have to believe my way, but also your way is your way and my way is my way, but it doesn't have to be it's my way or the highway. Those are absolutes, and that's not how you create a country. That's not how you run a country. That's not how you build a country. Not with absolutes. You have to be flexible with each other. So when it comes to that, let's go look at the first question that comes up in this great article. And again, I want you to read it because it really gets very good questions. So I'm going to give you the first one. Question. I am retired now and have a coffee a couple of times a month at a local coffee shop with some of my former coworkers. No matter what someone brings up politics, and no matter how often I have told them I prefer not to discuss politics, they ask me who I am going to vote for in the presidential election or what I think about what each candidate has already said, and on and on and on. I am about ready to stop meeting with them, so should I just come right out and tell them why I don't want to come anymore, or just give them some kind of fake excuse and not come until well after the election? All right. Well, that's a great question. And you find yourself in that situation. Oh, I don't want to go over there because it's always going to lead to this type of discussion. Or I don't want to be around this person because they always bring this up. And trust me, it doesn't always have to be about politics. But sometimes, you know, you get tired of it. And people get tired of it. And everybody's entitled to, again, be tired of it. But when you meet at a mutual place, then it's kind of understood that this is what's going to happen at that mutual location. But when they come to your place, are they being respectful and following the house rules? Right? It's like when you go to their place, are you respectful and follow their house rules? I guarantee when you go, you listening, when you go to someone's house, I guarantee you follow the house rules. Right? But when they come to your place, it's all bets are off and it's their two cents, their way or the highway. And wait a minute, this is my castle. Why do I have to? Exactly. So it happens. So again, a little respect, but you don't have to stand for it either. So again, maybe just reiterate, I'm not going to answer that now. I'll tell you later. Or you know what? I'm going to write this down here. I'm going to seal this up in this envelope and we're all going to sign the seam of the envelope. And then after the election, you'll see who I was going to vote for. There, that way, it's like it's a mystery. You know, it's an idea. But let's see what Diane Isbell responded here in this answer. Answer. Honesty is always the best policy unless the truth will cause permanent damage or totally destroy your relationship. Ooh, I don't like that because relationships should be built on honesty. They should be built on truth. They should be built on solid foundations of, hey, I like you, you like me, we know what we like, we respect each other, we like each other, we want things to grow, then we should be honest with each other. So we shouldn't buy into the notion that, hey, if I tell you the truth, it's going to cause permanent damage. If I tell you the truth, it should not destroy a relationship. But if it does, if telling someone, hey, you know what, enough's enough, I've had enough of this, and it's permanent change or it destroys a relationship, was it ever really truly a relationship? Might have been a coexistence, but was it truly a relationship? Probably not. If it's that quick over politics or religion or medicine. Right? All right. So again, Diane continues. I suggest you make the following unemotional comment when you next meet your colleagues for coffee. And here's what she says. I really enjoy seeing all of you and staying in touch, but I would really like it if we did not talk about politics, especially the upcoming election. Or I would rather talk about what you all are doing to fill your retirement days. Are you taking or planning any trips? Are you playing golf? Have you seen any good movies? Read any good books? What are your grandchildren doing? Talk about football, the predictions, not politics. Well, if you follow me on my Facebook page, you know I'm all about the football picks. So again, and that's good. It's good. Change the subject. Yes, because you're in a neutral ground. You're meeting at a local coffee shop. Change the subject. Change the subject. And that's a good thing. Start the day on a new foot. And that makes sense. That's really good advice, especially in this, it's getting heated, folks, and it's going to get hotter. And again, we'll see what happens on the other side. But even then, it's still going to get divisive, and it might be time to say enough is enough with that divisiveness. Alrighty, let's move on to question two. Question two, I am absolutely sick and tired of hearing about and talking about politics. Please give me some suggestions of what to say when family and friends continue to ask me who I'm going to vote for in the presidential election. Again, the answer, Diane writes, yes, the almost 24/7 news coverage about politics is rather overwhelming. And Diane goes on to offer some suggestions. It's like, wow, yeah, it is. It's not just almost, it is very overwhelming because it's nonstop. And they regurgitate the same thing over and over again every 30 minutes. It's like clockwork. There's nothing new. The debate, the VP debate just happened. And that happened, what, Tuesday night? It's now, I'm recording this Thursday night. I guarantee you, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we're going to hear about the same thing over and over and again. They're just going to beat it to death. And then it's going to get to the finger point. You know, who's doing what for the residents of the South that were affected by Hurricane Helene? And who's doing what? Who's not doing enough? And what's going on there? And why is this happening? And why are we giving money over there when that money should be spent here, and now we don't have enough to spend for here, but they've got it all over there. Maybe we should go ask them for a loan. No, but seriously, a lot of questions, a lot of things pop up, and it's one of those, you see how quickly it can dive and go take a deep dive and get really dark and get, yeah, and it happens. But it is that easy. It is that easy. So again, in the personal etiquette part of this, again, pick your battles. Choose your topics, stick to them. Understand that, you know, sometimes know what the top three are, you know, politics, religion, medicine. They're not going to, you know, it's never going to change. It's never going to change. It's kind of like the, and I'm going to go take a little into politics. It's like the gun control. Gun control. I've heard gun control since I was a wee lad in the last century. And it's not changed. Nothing's changed. Things happen and things are going to continue to happen. But sure, there'll be, you know, Band-Aid here, a Band-Aid there, but nothing has happened. And that's fine. Because I firmly, truly believe in the Second Amendment. That's who I am. I swore an oath to protect and defend the Constitution when I joined the military. Guess what? All of it. Not, I don't get to pick and choose parts of it. I get to defend and protect all of it. Yes, I know I'm not active duty, but you know what? That oath did not have an expiration date. And as a veteran, that's where I stand. All of it or none of it. And luckily, we live in the United States and of America, and it's all of it. So with that being said, that's about as far as I want to go in politics here with this. But again, it's great questions. It's as a leader, you should be well-rounded, well-informed, and you should have your own opinions without a doubt. As a leader of others, you should know what's acceptable, what's not acceptable, what's where to draw the line if things start getting heated, and understanding, hey, the mission, not the politics. We have a job to do, not the politics. Let the politicians mess themselves up. We've got job to do. We got work to take care of. This is what must be done. So we don't bring those questions to the staff meeting. We don't bring those questions as we're walking down the hall or off a water cooler conversation. No, we don't. Because we have more important things to do, and a lot of it has to do with, that's right, getting the job done. Getting the job done, getting everybody to on focus, be focused, on task, on mission, and getting to achieving those goals. The professional goals, the organizational goals, and of course, your personal goals. I want to take this moment to thank you for listening to this episode of the Walking Leader Podcast, and to invite you to visit my website, DaveGuerra.com. There you will find all the past episodes of the Walking Leader Podcast, info on how to subscribe to the Walking Leader Podcast, and how to get yourself a copy of my books, plus a whole lot more. So please consider this your personal invitation to stop by and look around. Well, the time has come and we have reached the end of this episode, and I do hope you found it educational, entertaining, and informational. Also, I do hope you can join us for the next episode. Please do not forget, you can always contact me with questions, comments, or concerns by email at dave@daveguerra.com, on Twitter @DaveGuerra, all one word, or on Instagram, Dave_Guerra. I do look forward to hearing from you. I am David Guerra, and until next time, be confident, stay patient, take action, and remain resilient, and most of all, be the walking leader.
The Walking Leader Podcast is a David Guerra presentation.